Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, and maybe even good afternoon, my people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf on Sports, which, by the way, check me out on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports as well. Check me out on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. And you know what? I think we got ourselves a real MVP candidate in a guy by the name of Josh Allen. Yep, that's right. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are absolutely legit as all hell, people. That dude is special. He outshined one Patrick Mahomes, and his Buffalo Bills got a huge, and I do mean huge, victory on the road, imposing their will in the AFC. Cardinals, that team might be for real too, people. They're still undefeated. The only team undefeated in the NFL at this point in time. The Cowboys, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm really starting to buy into and believe in the Dallas Cowboys, and I love Dak Prescott. A lot of MVP candidates I'm talking about here. Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, although he didn't have a spectacular day, but his team wins. The Chargers, Josh Herbert, that dude's amazing. Unbelievable. So much to dive into, people. I'm excited as all hell. Week 5 of the NFL Rewind, right here with the Dorf Man on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back. Keep it close.
This is Sports Overnight America.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Dorfman coming at you, NFL Rewind style, Sports Overnight America. Week 5, absolutely incredible. Did not disappoint once again. The NFL stands for not for long, no fun league, although that's just not true because it's fun is all hell, and it's crazy as all hell. I'm going to run through the scores for you, too. Look, by the way, Josh Allen, just incredible, and what a performance. Let's start right there. Bills, 38, Chiefs, 20. Josh Allen, a huge night. This guy just went off. 3 touchdowns, 1 running, just a spectacular performance from him. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, they struggled throughout the whole game, and quite frankly, got to give credit where credit's due. This Buffalo Bills team was flat out ready to play. The defense is legit, and that's the problem with the Kansas City Chiefs. Cardinals win 17-10 over the 49ers. Kyler Murray didn't look fantastic, but good enough to get it done. On the other hand, Trey Lance struggled in his first opportunity as a rookie getting a start, so interesting to see how things develop for the 49ers, and the Cardinals remain the only undefeated team in all of the NFL right now. Cowboys, 44-20 over the Giants. Daniel Jones goes out. Dak Prescott, a very impressive performance once again from this dude. Another 3 touchdowns, another over 300-yard performance from him. So just spectacular stuff from Dak Prescott and the Cowboys early in the NFL season. And by the way, there's been an Ezekiel Elliott sighting all season long. This dude playing much better in the flow of the offense, and this It's moving. It's looking good, to be quite honest with you. Chargers and maybe the offensive juggernaut of the day, 47-42. They beat the Browns. Justin Herbert, another dude that we're talking about as far as the MVP race goes, this guy could be right there too. Just about 400 yards for him. Excuse me, 400 yards. I'm sorry, just about 400 yards. Four touchdowns. He also had one running himself. Mike Williams, a huge day for the Chargers. That guy had like six receptions, 165 yards, a couple of touchdowns. A big day for Austin Eckler. Just a huge day for the Chargers in general. Browns, not too bad either. Nick Chubb with a great day. 21 carries, over 160 yards for him and a touchdown. But Browns go down 47-42. Raiders, this might have been one of the shocks of the day. Derek Carr and the Raiders, who, by the way, Derek Carr's looked pretty damn good, but not so much against the Bears. They went on the road behind Justin Fields, who gets his start as a rookie, 20-9. Bearland, they got to be going crazy and thinking, oh, where was this guy from the get-go? Patriots, 25-22. And this was an interesting one because, quite frankly, the Texans were playing a pretty solid first half, and then all of a sudden, Patriots put it together in the second half. Rest is history, 25-22, they get it done. Jaguars still winless, and that way it may remain for quite some time because they got a lot of holes, man, tons of holes there. Titans behind a big day from Derrick Henry, who gets in the end zone for three times. Like, fantastic, good seeing that guy bounce back. Still not seeing enough out of Tannehill and the passing game, but we'll dive into a lot of this stuff later. Titans win 37-19. Jaguars still winless. Eagles, this is another shocker maybe to a lot of people. Eagles 21, Panthers 18. Christian McCaffrey, it's starting to make a little bit of a difference not having this guy on the field. Jalen Hurts looking better and better each week. Didn't have a great game, but again, Eagles get the victory. So at the end of the day, a W is a W. 21-18, Eagles over the Panthers. The football team from Washington goes down to the Saints. Jameis Winston is up and down more and more than like anything I've ever seen in my life. It's insane. And the Saints, they're up and down more and more like anything that I've ever seen in my life. Unbelievable week one against the Packers. A couple of bad weeks in there. A couple good weeks in there. It all adds up to a 3-2 record. A 33-22 victory on the road. I think that that's what's more important than anything. They get the W. Buccaneers, they continue to just kind of cruise. And I think this is an interesting point I'm going to make real quickly. 45-17, the final there, Buccaneers, behind Tom Brady. Just another magnificent day from that dude. Five touchdowns, are you kidding me? Is this guy really 40 freaking some odd years old? I don't think so, but we all know he is. It's just crazy how good this guy is. And it's insane how well the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing on offense. And maybe you got things a little figured out on defense. However, Dolphins, Jacoby Brissett, it all kind of adds up to not a great offensive day. Leads me to my point. Buccaneers and Chiefs in totally different modes when you think about it. Buccaneers are kind of coasting in the sense of they're winning games and giving up some points maybe when they shouldn't to certain teams, but they're winning. Chiefs, on the other hand, they're under 500. They're giving up a ton of points. Defense has more holes than Swiss cheese. I would know because I'm from Wisconsin. And by the way, that's a big, big problem when you think about what's going on in the AFC. Justin Herbert, Cleveland, those guys both put up 47 and 42 against each other. Just imagine what they could do to the Chiefs. Steelers, 27-19. This is important. Big Ben needed to right the ship a little bit for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Teddy Bridgewater, good to see him back out on the field. However, Denver making some mistakes, and quite frankly, that was the difference in this ball game. Vikings, man, oh, man. Maybe the theme, I always have themes for you. Theme of the day is, gosh, I really don't want to be a kicker, or maybe I do want to be a kicker in this situation. Look, Greg Joseph, wonderful to be that dude with the 54-yard walk-off field goal for the Minnesota Vikings to beat the Lions, who are another winless team. Jaguars and Lions can't seem to find a win. And the Lions had this one once again. I think we're going to be saying this about them all year. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. They had this one. They're winning 17-16 and, you know, with 37 seconds left, all you got to do is get the heck out of Dodge. And some weird way, you know, the Vikings find a way to get down the field and they get the game done. And the reason I start off with the positive, because I'm going to get to the negative. The Packers win the game 25-22 over the Bengals. However, man, oh, man, what an ugly day for the kickers in this one. Mason Crosby misses three field goals. He misses an extra point, makes a game-winning field goal in overtime. Like, dude, you can't make this stuff up, people. It's absolutely insane. So the life of a kicker is hero or goat, and in this case, meaning you did a terrible thing, not that you're the greatest of all time. So you're either a hero or you're the goat, and quite frankly, in a lot of cases in the NFL today, there were more goats as far as kickers go than heroes. Good for the Vikings, not so much for the Packers. However, Mason did redeem himself when everything is said and done. Packers do win 25-21. Falcons win 27-20 over the Jets. Jets. This one was in London. It was way early in the day. You probably were sleeping through it. It was actually relatively entertaining, but probably not for the right reasons, because both these teams are relatively a comedy of errors. And by the way, speaking of comedy errors, we saw enough of that in the Green Bay Packers-Bengals game for a season in one game. Going back to Thursday, the Rams beating the Seahawks 26-17. That's the final in that one. And maybe more important, worse for the Seattle Seahawks, they lose Russell Wilson 4 maybe longer weeks. Could be some trouble. Rams, Cardinals, they're the cream of the crop in their division. All right, I got to take a pause for the cause. I hear the music. It's the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491, that's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
To the players, reality is one against one. Move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Cobb in a slot on the right, out of the gun, Prescott play action, got a man wide open to the middle, that ball is caught by Jarwin at the five, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
Four receiver set, two right, two left, first down at the Detroit 27, Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson, caught for a touchdown! Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown, a beautiful throw to David Johnson, and the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, my people. Andy Dorf coming at you, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple of different ways. Hit me up on the Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, I think Dak Prescott is a real MVP candidate, okay? Like, dude is playing fantastic. Three touchdowns, I know he had the interception, 22 of 32, 302 yards. Guy's playing great, literally. Playing great. Ezekiel Elliott playing strong too. Good to see, by the way. Couple reasons. Because he's been down for a while. And second of all, I got him on my fantasy football team. And I've had him before. Doesn't usually perform. Playing well this time around. Liking what I'm seeing from Ezekiel Elliott. Liking what I'm seeing from the Dallas Cowboys and the offense. And quite frankly, defense, it's not too bad either right now. And like I said, Dak Prescott is a legitimate MVP candidate right now in this MVP race in the NFL. Kyler Murray, too, speaking of which. But really liking what I'm seeing, man. Dallas Cowboys just doing what they're supposed to do. Beating up on the teams like the New York Football Giants. Like Daniel Jones out of the game with that concussion. Or at least concussion protocols. Had to go to Mike Glennon. Wasn't going to be pretty. Wasn't going to be pretty at all. Dallas Cowboys might be legit. Might be legit. And Dak Prescott is definitely legit. I love the way this guy's come back. Definitely the comeback player of the year, for crying out loud. Could be the comeback player of the year and the MVP, for who, all we know. Playing that well to start out the season, that's for sure. And the Cowboys are winning football games. Both those things, they're important. They're very important in the realm of things. Got some big games coming up, though. So we'll see how it goes for them. Kind of want to move on to the Cardinals, since I heard that clip as well. Talk a little bit about that performance. Wasn't pretty. Watch that game in entirety. Kyler Murray, 22 of 31. one touchdown. Wasn't his best. Wasn't his worst either, I'll tell you that. 239. Just, I think this was one of those cases where these two teams, they know each other way too well. Division rivalry, and you just know that team too well. Know him way too well. Trey Lance getting his first opportunity, and it looked like it. They got to figure things out. This dude can't carry the ball 16 times. That's a recipe for disaster. That's I'll give the Cardinals some credit. I think that that's something that they've cleaned up with Kyler Murray quite a bit. Like, for instance, let's compare and contrast here a little bit. Kyler throws it 31. Trey throws it 29, only completing 15 of those. Basically, a little bit better than half the passer rating of Kyler Murray's 104 to his 58.4. 192 yards to 239. One interception from Trey Lance. One touchdown from Kyler Murray. 16 carries, though. That's too many. This guy's going to get hurt. This isn't college anymore, man. Don't put that guy in a position to fail. Don't do it. Figure that out. Like I said, in comparison, Kyler Murray, who I think they have figured this out. You can't let this guy run so much. 7 carries for him. And only 1 yard. So that tells me he was literally only doing to scramble, to like figure out some time, to keep a play going a little bit. Wasn't doing it because he wanted to run. Trey Lance, on the other hand, 16 for 89. Like, they have designed plays for this guy to run. Dangerous way to make a living in the NFL. That's where the NFL stands for, not for long. That's disaster waiting to happen, man. Don't like that one bit. Clean it up, people. Clean it up there in San Fran, seriously. I'm going to keep it moving. I want to talk about that Browns game because it was fantastic. Justin Herbert, keep going with this like MVP talk because that's what we're doing here. We've talked about Josh Allen, and by the way, you didn't hear me talk about Patrick Mahomes in this sentence either. And it's not that he can't get there, but right now too many problems with Kansas City, man. Way too many problems with Kansas City. So we got to talk about the people that right now are worthy of this discussion. And Justin Herbert is a guy that is worthy of this discussion with his nearly 400 yards, 4 touchdown passes, 1 with his legs. That's what surprises me about this guy. I'll tell you what, man. I've seen him play in college. I was on the field, like right next to this dude, when he was playing for Oregon at ASU. I didn't see this coming, I'll tell you the truth. I thought he was a little clumsy. It wasn't that he wasn't athletic. He just kind of hadn't figured himself out quite yet. A couple of years in the NFL? Holy smokes. Justin Herbert is that dude. He's that guy, man. People are talking about him like he's an MVP. The same way that I am right now. But they were talking about, like, this is going to be the year where we see this progression. I am amazed. And I'll tell you what, their offense is absolutely freaking insane. In-freaking-sane. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. Forgot about that guy. Jared Cook. Austin Eckler. Like, the list goes on, man. So many good players on that team. It's wild how many weapons they got. Defense might need to get a little bit better. I don't look at the Browns as like a juggernaut. I don't see it. But it's the NFL. These guys can all make plays. We know that. But very impressive, Justin Herbert so far. In the stretch, I think it's 3 games that he's won in a row. And he's had 12 touchdown passes and no interceptions in this time period. So, yeah, that's why I'm talking about him in the breath of an MVP candidate. Like, this guy's legit. This guy is absolutely legit. And the Chargers are legit. I'm not, I can't believe I'm going to say what I'm going to say, but right now, Kansas City, they better get their act together, man. The Chargers are hungry. The Browns are good. I'll tell you that right now. They're good. Browns are going places. 42-47 on the road. They lost the game, but they didn't lose my respect. I still think the Cleveland Browns are pretty good. Because they got two things that, well, one of them for sure, that travels, which is that running game. The defense, again, man, maybe they were just playing too good of an offense in the Chargers. Because usually that defense is better. So, yeah, Justin Herbert, that's an MVP candidate. Kyler Murray, he's there, but he's moved down a little bit. Josh Allen, probably my number one guy right now. Josh Allen. Really like that guy. And it's crazy because Tom Brady's been ridiculous, too. I mean, 5 touchdowns, and that guy's right up there as well. So, yeah, man, there's a lot to be spoken for in this season and a lot still to come. Week 5 was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'll do it. I'll come back on the other side, continue rapping about the NFL, man, right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Sports Overnight America. Keep it close.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
On second and nine, motion by Schwartz. Mayfield takes it, gives it, Chubb runs, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, he's in! Touchdown, Nick Chubb!
He didn't jump you.
Oh, what a run!
The snap, Josh wants to throw, rolls right, cocks his arm, still has it now, on the run, gets it down north,
touchdown.
He's in, touchdown Buffalo! Touchdown, Josh Allen, a three-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, people. Andy Dorf coming at you right here on the NFL Rewind, week five of the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple different ways. You can always holler, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports. You can hit me up on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. You can check me out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. Solid game for Nick Chubb, by the way, who you heard in the highlight. 21 carries, 161 yards, that touchdown in a losing effort against a really good Charger team, I think. Speaking of really good, Josh Allen, really good too. Three touchdowns in the air, a victory over the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes. Can't reiterate that enough. Great performance, man. Great performance. So what's the theme? The theme is kickers who struggled and NFL MVP candidates this week, because I think we're starting to see certain things happen, and I think we're starting to see certain teams and people shine. When you look at the standings, let's just run through them now that we're a little over a month in the season, man. I can't even believe it already, by the way. Goes too damn fast. That's what I'm going to tell you. Goes too damn fast. But I do want to go through the NFL standings at this moment in time. AFC East, Buffalo Bills, no surprise here. 4-1 and on top of that division. New England, I think that they're going to be a team that is maybe going to make the postseason. So they got to stay close to 500 and maybe get themselves a couple games over 500. Dolphins going to be bad. Jets are going to be bad. We know that. Let's take a look at the AFC North, where the Baltimore Ravens are on top there. And then you got the Cincinnati Bengals, and you got the Cleveland Browns, and you got the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's all interesting there with this division, man. Very, very close, obviously. But I do think that when push comes to shove, I think Baltimore and Cleveland are more, this is the other theme I like too, contenders and pretenders. I think they're more contenders than pretenders, and I think Cincinnati's still kind of pretenders, and I think Pittsburgh probably going to be a pretender too, because they're going to wind up being too banged up, and they don't have enough depth, so going to be tough. Tennessee's probably going to wind up winning that division, because everybody else is just that bad. Indianapolis, Houston, and Jacksonville, are you kidding me? So, yeah, Tennessee, you're on top, and you're not looking all that great. But I do think when push comes to shove, once again, they have something that's important that travels usually very well. Derrick Henry. I don't care where this guy is on any field. He's a load, and he's going to be really tough to bring down. AFC West, man, I think this is like maybe the biggest shock of all time here. The Kansas City Chiefs are the worst team in this division, people. They're 2-3. The Chargers are 4-1. The Raiders and the Broncos are both 3-2. The Chiefs are 2-3. Super Bowl hangover? Abso-freaking-lutely, man. Abso-freaking-lutely. And in a majorly bad way. Because I'll tell you what, there's some hungry teams out there. So right now, they're out. They're not in. They're not in right now. Kansas City better get their act together. Seriously. Better get their act together. NFC East, Dallas Cowboys. I think they're going to be pretty good, actually, 4-1. The Washington football team, who people were a little bit higher on coming into the season because Fitzmagic, but when he got hurt right away, well, not Heineken, but Heineke time. Eagles and Giants, Washington and Philly both 2-3, Giants 1-4. So I think Dallas is going to wind up winning this division relatively easy. Packers 4-1, Bears 3-2, somewhat surprisingly, to be honest with you. Like, they've tinkered with things and they're 3-2. So maybe if they would have figured things out from the get, maybe they'd be better. I don't know. Minnesota, maybe a little bit of a shock at 2-3. Detroit, 0-5, winless. Winless in Detroit. And believe me, they do this all to themselves, man. Like, you can't make this stuff up when you're talking about the lie downs. It's freaking insane, man. You tell me a team that you've ever seen shoot themselves more in the foot than the Detroit Lions, and I'll say, wow. I had no clue about that. Because I always think I'm watching the craziest thing when I watch their football games. Tampa Bay 4-1. Carolina, New Orleans, both 3-2. Going to be interesting to see how that develops. Falcons 2-3. Arizona 5-0. Only team that is still undefeated in this league. Rams 4-1. Seahawks and San Francisco both under 500 at 2-3. I think the Cardinals are legit. I think the Rams are legit. Buccaneers are legit. I don't think Carolina, when push comes to shove, is going to be any good by the end of the season. I think the defense is going to get tired. I think Sam Darnold is going to be Sam Darnold after everything's said and done. Okay? Green Bay Packers, they're legit. But I'll tell you what, Mason Crosby, he better not kick like he does against the Bengals ever again. And quite frankly, I've been debating through this all day long, man. I mean, obviously, if he didn't make the game winner, you don't bring that guy back on the team playing. And you cut his tail right then and there. I'm sorry, but that's just the freaking truth, man. He salvaged himself, though. He did make the game winner, and they got by. But I'll tell you what, that ain't going to cut it, man. That is just not going to cut it. So you better not have another game like that, or you're done. And if it's on the road, you better find your own way home. I ain't joking about that. Dallas Cowboys might be legit, man. They might be legit. And they might have an MVP candidate in Dak Prescott. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will get there before the year's over. And it's not that he's not playing great. He's playing pretty well. There's just other guys that are out shining right now. Tampa Tom, man, that guy's playing great. Stafford and Kyler Murray, both playing well. Such a quarterback's league. And a kicker's league, too. And they can all be heroes or goats. Chargers are legit, for sure. I'm losing faith in the Raiders. Losing faith. When you lose to the Bears and they're starting their rookie quarterback, I'm losing faith in you, man. Sorry. Derek Carr is one of the weirdest dudes in the world, man. In the world of sports, anyway. Because he shows you flashes of absolute brilliance, and you're like, this guy could be a top five quarterback. And then he has a result like this against the Bears, where they lose to a team that's starting a rookie quarterback. But that can't happen, man. John Gruden, that can't happen. There's something about John Gruden that it just kind of rubs me the wrong way. Like a little too cocky, a little too arrogant about stuff. And it has nothing to do with the trouble that he's in with the email from 10 or 12 years ago. Has nothing to do with that. Just never really liked the way he does things on the sidelines. So I'm losing faith in the Raiders big time. I'm losing faith in the Denver Broncos. I'm worried about Kansas City. Really am. Be interesting to see how they can put things together over the next few weeks. And they sure as hell better figure it out in defense, man. That's an absolute freaking must. Because they're giving up way too many points. They're giving up more than they're scoring. It's a bad recipe for success. Okay, it's a really bad recipe for success. So the defense is lousy. That defense is worse than the Green Bay Packer defense, which, by the way, it's getting better, okay? So all you people that say, oh, the Packer defense is terrible, like they have terrible things happen, like the play at the end of the first half, Ja'Marr Chase getting that touchdown, shouldn't happen. I get it. Shouldn't happen. But they only gave up 22 points on the game at the end of the day. Should be able to win games with their offense when they only give up 22. Tennessee Titans, I don't think I'm going to buy stock into them quite yet. I just don't think I can because their division's terrible and they haven't really shown me consistent effort yet. So I'm not really sold on the Tennessee Titans. And I'm definitely not sold on Ryan Tannehill. Better figure that passing game out. Better loosen things up a little bit for Derrick Henry so that he doesn't have to literally carry 11 guys because they could stack the whole box, man. This might be the most interesting division in football. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Because, quite frankly, I think that Cleveland is legit to a certain degree. I don't necessarily see them winning the Super Bowl. I see them being extremely tough out. I think they're making the playoffs. They'll rise. Cincinnati will fall. Baltimore will hopefully, Lamar and those guys will continue to perform at a relatively high level. But there's no givens, man. But I do think there's two teams there that are relatively legit. Baltimore and Cleveland. AFC East, it's the Buffalo Bills, man. And quite frankly, right now, I think the Buffalo Bills and the Chargers are the two best teams, maybe in all of football. Dallas is playing well, too. Tampa, they're playing well, obviously. And you can't forget about the Cardinals. Maybe those are the five best teams. Cardinals, Tampa, Green Bay, Dallas, Chargers. And then, obviously, the Buffalo Bills. Those are your teams right now that I think are the best in the league. Anyways, I do hear that music. I got to take a pause for the cause. I'll come back, do like I always do. It's called the Parting Shot, people, right here with me, Andy Dorf, on the NFL Rewind style version of the Sports Overnight America program. I'll be back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost."
Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968.